Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, friends.
We've got a very exciting special episode.
It's just got a quick little like announcement episode and call out and like official like, hey, it's happening.
It's a call to action.
It's a call to action. It is.
We need you.
We
the
need
listener.
You. Yeah. To vote. Vote every day. Vote your booties off.
Because Nicole, what are we up for?
We are up for $20,000 to help the podcast. Are we supposed to tell people how much money? Yeah, it's up there.
Oh, yeah. I've been. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. We need it so we can go on tour and like actually have events with you guys. Because
we want to meet you all.
I finally got over. Remember, cue back to the amount of times you were like, we're going to do a live recording. And I'm like, no. But I finally got over my little stage fright and like recording in front of people. And I'm really excited. It's going to be good.
I'm so excited.
But we need y'all to make this happen.
Wouldn't it be lit if we won this grant?
Mm-hmm.
Britisms.
Yes. Wouldn't it be lit if we went on tour and met all of y'all?
Shout out, Brit.
I was, because I normally don't have a lot of collaboration posts, and I try to go edit Brandon's post because he called y'all fans. And I'm like, no, we need to change that to listeners. We don't have fans. We have listeners.
Wait, if I invite you to a post, you can edit it?
No. So I couldn't. I was like, how do I change this? And I'm like, I can't. God.
Oh, you don't have my password?
No, I'm not logged into your personal Instagram account.
You probably should be.
I don't need to be getting your DMs. I do not need your DMs.
You're right. Yeah, no.
Anyways, for all of our family members listening, go vote for us.
We appreciate you. So you can find the link in our bio.
My grandma said she would only vote for me if I friended her back on Facebook. I did. I did, grandma.
It worked.
I think so. I don't know. She didn't text me. I just hearted her message. I've been doing that a lot.
I don't think my grandma has Facebook or knows.
My grandma's been on the, like, just technology train for a while. Like, since Words with Friends, you know?
That's like my mom. She got Twitter when Kris Jenner and Paris Hilton got Twitter.
Iconic.
2008.
That is iconic.
I didn't have Twitter until like 2010.
Pioneers, really. Well, what are we doing? Like,
women in STEM. That was really delayed, but that was a funny joke.
Hi, gay.
Gays in STEM. They come a little late.
Brandon. Oh, right, God. Tell people how to vote for us.
We're gonna put the stand-up show done. But anyway, so go to our profiles. Did you put the link in your bio? The link's in my bio. On TikTok and Instagram.
I don't know. I think so. And Either way, it's on my story highlight. Like, there's a little highlight that you can click on.
Highlights haven't worked for me in so long, so I forget to do them because now they work.
Yeah.
But anyway, you can find the link. It's on Eventbrite. If you search Eventbrite, Reconvene Accelerator, you'll find us. We're in the top of the list. We're the first ones.
Yeah, alphabetically. Because shout out Brandon Bennett.
Bennett. It always, unless you start with an A, it's always first.
Coming in clutch. We love to see it.
So when you vote, you just scroll down past all our pictures, go past, there's like a little blurb. And when you said vote now, it like puts you in the middle of the pictures. Just keep scrolling
and then the list shows up where it's just the names.
You'll see us. Brandon Bennett,
right,
Nicole
there,
Larson.
And then scroll down and then
our government names just out for the internet to see.
You can vote every day up until the 25th.
Yes.
And including the 25th.
So this will be coming out Thursday. So you've already missed, if you haven't voted yet, you've missed two votes, but we need five from you. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Closes at Tuesday at midnight.
Where do you want to go, Brandon?
Oh, yes. Okay, so the whole thing is we're going to go on a national tour.
Where are we growing?
We're going to go growing on the road. We've been growing on the road a couple times, but like...
Yeah, on our own budget.
Yeah, which has been, it's been a wish and a hope and a prayer where this is going to be like shmoney.
Yeah, we can make something fun happen.
We don't have to be like, oh my God, where are we going to stay?
Yeah, I'm like, who's going to host us? Who's going to let us sleep on their couch? Literally.
So anyway, we're super excited to see you guys and we cannot wait to go on tour.
Are we going to do it like consecutively?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm like, it sounds like we could probably like space them out a little bit and not have like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not Taylor Swift.
I was going to ask US Bank Stadium if they had an opening.
Shut up.
No, someone did ask me. They're like, oh, it was it was Houseplant Daddy.
Steven?
Yeah, Steven.
Asked if we could do US Bank.
Well, he wanted us to do Link Minnetonka as a stop. And I said, no, we're actually going to go to US Bank Stadium. We're going to copy Taylor.
3 hour set list. Big deal.
It probably will be a 3 hour set list. Let's be real.
Oh my God. We better not plan anything else for these days because we need the energy to be having fun.
We can recruit hair and makeup. I have people.
I was like, that sounds like something we could do on our own and like use the money for something else.
Oh no. Like I will force them to do it for free. We are balling on a budget even if we get a lot of money.
We're going to make it last. We're going to make it work.
But maybe it'll be a 20 stop tour.
See how far we can stretch this out. Can we do $1,000 per city?
We've done it on less.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we could do a full ass tour.
We could hit every state.
Okay. Yeah. No. Also, I have this thing where I'm listening to people and I'm not going to Hawaii. What do you mean? What are you looking at me for? What? What? Why are you giving me that look?
Is this a new thing or like
the... No, the locals don't want people going to Hawaii. Leave Hawaii alone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's old news. I thought there was like an update or something.
No, it's just a lot of people like to forget that's a thing. And they're like, hey, I'm going to Hawaii. And I'm like, why? Like, I think, here's the thing. Normalize calling people out for going to Hawaii.
Well...
Okay. Normalize commenting on people's posts.
This is
I'm invited. People say unless you are invited by someone who's like Cece.
Cece's doing producer.
We got it. Sorry. Oh, we just screamed in her face. It's okay. She can't hear anymore. Anyways, y'all, that was so special.
Yeah,
I was getting flustered because Cece just kept trying to like go on the soundboard,
and she knocked buttons before we started recording. She was like, burp, burp, burp.
Yeah, because you were holding her and you were like...
Well, okay, before that, she pressed this weird button. I don't know what that ear button does.
I don't know. But anyways, yeah, unless I'm invited by a local and be like, hey, you can come and stay in my home. I want you to come here. What is that ringing noise? Do you hear that?
I don't know.
What
does
Cece do?
Can you guys hear that?
I'm like, I think it's just my crappy mic. Oh. What is that?
I don't know. It went it was really loud. Now it's really silent. Now I feel like... There's no noise.
Yeah, this is really...
I feel uncomfortable. Like the ghosts from Christmas past.
Yeah, like even my tinnitus calmed down and I can not hear anything.
My knees are less inflamed.
No, my God, no. I just got like, what if it's like a Zathura vibe where we go outside and it's just like outer space?
Surprise. Brenna's gone. She's been abducted. It's just us.
No, she's frozen in the bathroom like Kristen Stewart did. Have you guys seen Zathura with Josh Hutcherson?
I did, but I was too young to remember it.
I had it on DVD and watched it way too much. I was a Josh Hutcherson stan.
I think I might have seen it in theaters. Was it in theaters?
I'm sure it was, but I was little.
Because I think my little brother
I'm younger
to see
than
it.
Josh Hutcherson, and he was little in that. So yeah. I think I am. But... Anyways, I don't know. Are we done talking about Hawaii? Where are we going to go?
Yeah, where are we going
to
go?
Well, here's the thing is like, are we going to go back to places we've already been? I mean, probably. It's got to be my mic. Yeah, do you hear
that? Oh my goodness, gravy. Okay, pause, y'all. And we're back.
We apparently can't get through like a 15-minute episode without technical difficulties.
Yeah, of course. Then we can ramble on for an hour and a half. And then we're like, what happened? How did it go so well?
Well, anyways, we're talking about where we want to maybe grow or go, you know. It's going to be a lot of puns.
Where are we growing or going?
I don't know. People got to let us know. I kind of want to go all the places. Okay, really? No. For realsies, though, I want to go to the Pacific Northwest so badly.
I've never been.
Really? No. I went up to Seattle. I've not been to Portland. I want to go to Portland so bad. There's so many plant people up in the Pacific Northwest. I know that for sure.
Okay, let me see. Let's go to our story, and we'll actually pull up. What
where people said. Yeah.
How do I do that,
I did
though?
See that. Oh my God, let me do it. You go into archives.
I am such a grandpa when it comes to...
Brandon, I'm not good on the computer, and Brandon's like clueless on the phone sometimes.
Yeah, I'm so good on the computer. I can like whip up... Oh, here's the archive. Okay, here we go. I see it. Story archive. Bing, bing, bong.
Did you get to it?
Yes, I'm here. Ooh, Austin, Texas.
Isn't that like the uppity Texas place?
What do you mean uppity?
Like it's like the new
oh, the up and coming.
Yeah.
Yes. Phoenix, Arizona. Hoya Horror said that.
Phoenix. I would be down to go to Phoenix, see a bunch of the cacti.
I don't know if you saw this. I did see this earlier.
I didn't read anything.
And I was like,
what?
Perfect Choice Nursery.
They commented and said, we should come down?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We will literally record there. I can't think of a better place.
We can make it a party.
Oh, yeah. They love to party. We've partied with the Perfect Choice people.
That was so much fun.
They love it. Everyone is there. Doc Block was there. It was the whole thing.
Philadelphia, we've got lots of planning things to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder, okay, so we have to do this before October. So I wonder if we could...
We just need to do the first one.
Yeah.
So I think our first one will kick off in our hometown of Minneapolis.
Yeah. But I'm like, should we try and like line it up with like the Air Ride Show or like...
Oh.
Or the Tropical Plant International Expo.
Oh.
Yeah, line it up with something like that so we can be there for it. Because we're already planning on coming down for at least one of those. I mean, we know we're trying to do the Tropical Plant International Expo. We don't know if we're going to do Air Ride Show again.
Yeah.
But we know we want to do the Expo because we haven't done that yet. So. But that'll be in like January.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Hell yeah. But yeah, I mean, I feel like we got to go do one in California, right?
Oh, for sure. I love California.
I haven't been to California in so long. I went to San Diego as a kid. I think that was it.
I was like, I've been there once. I've been there twice. I flew there once and drove there once. Oof.
Ooh.
It was from Phoenix. So we can do a Phoenix stop.
Should we do a little road trip?
No, a little road trip. It's a nightmare.
And then we can drive up the coast and then go to Portland.
The coast drive is really pretty. It's a nightmare of a length, but it's fun.
I mean, it's like, do we do an LA one or do we do a San Francisco one? Because there's a lot of plant people in San Francisco.
There's an incredible amount.
They do. And they have their own like plant fest
that
they do. Yeah. Do they call it plant fest? What is it called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. The people who are local, they have a little like plant thing. It's fun. So maybe San Francisco, because then that's like right below Portland, right? Well, how far? Let me look on the map. Because, you know.
it's like two states up. It's a ways.
Yeah, but like what's in between California? Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty sure California
Seattle's
Oregon.
Two states
up. Yeah, Oregon touches California.
But
San Francisco is right up there.
It's probably
but like California's big.
A 6-hour drive probably.
Shut
from
up.
From like San Francisco to Portland.
Well, we're going to find out from my location. We're doing Portland. Oh my gosh, CC. Wow. Could we get a second one?
No.
She just... Damn, y'all. You got a two for one.
Oh my God.
Two for one CC meow. Wow, she's got a lot to say today. Oh my goodness, are you hearing this?
She's had so much to say lately, it's honestly a nightmare.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, she's been waking you up and everything and like
every night.
Laying on you.
Laying on me, clawing at my neck. Ow, ow, ow. Just all morning long.
Oh my God. Oh wait, no, I'm a dumbass. Wait. People who actually know the length are giggling at us right now. What? No, my brain can't comprehend that between San Francisco and Portland, because it is kind of up on top of Oregon, it's a 9.5-hour drive. That is longer between here and Chicago. Between here and Chicago, it's like 6 hours.
It's 6 hours on the dot.
That's, wow. We get to Canada way faster than that. We could go to Canada and back in that time.
Toronto.
Yeah,
you better have your passport.
No, because literally, y'all, I don't think y'all realize like how close we are to Canada. Toronto, actually, from Brandon's house right now. Oh, well, that's different because you kind of have to like...
You have to do a
weird thing. But if we... Isn't Winnipeg right above us or like Thunder Bay?
I'm not the person.
I know my geography. Yeah, Winnipeg is about 7 hours. But yeah, if we actually tried to go to Toronto because it's way over there and there's a bunch of lakes in between and it's actually right above New York, it's like a 14-hour
drive. Well, when we do our NYC visit, we'll...
Are we making this international?
We could.
International tour.
All we need is a passport, right?
I mean, I have a passport, but I think it's expired by now.
Well, you got to go to U of M. They have the most delightful passport office. I wrote them a Google review about how much I love them. That's how good it was.
Brandon's a true local now. It didn't take him long. He's like, well, here's where you got to go. You know where you got to go for that? Here. Oh my God.
Well, we actually have quite a few. Okay. So,
read it.
Liquid's Leafy Lounge says, LA, I have a spare room if you need it. We are very good at sharing a bed. I feel like when we sleep together, we sleep like pharaohs. We're like,
arms crossed. Yeah.
Not a fidget. Where normally I'm like, just wibble wobble all over. We've got Houston, Texas.
I'd love to go back to Houston.
Well, I think we probably will be back there.
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's like, do that or that Dallas. We need to visit Britain, Dallas. Maybe we do Dallas instead. I mean, it's 2 hours. If you really want to see us that bad.
We do both.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if we're going to 20 places, but if we're doing five, then we're probably doing
a 50-stop tour. We can skip, like, Idaho and Wyoming. And
we don't need to go to Utah.
I don't want to go to Arkansas.
Ohio.
Cleveland.
Indiana.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm saying, you were Indiana.
Comma, Indiana.
Yeah. Cleveland, Ohio.
What about Bloomington? Bloomington, Indiana? Don't you want to go to all the Bloomingtons in the United States?
All the Rochesters. Oh. Huh? Are we going to New York? I really want to hit up all the little New York shops in the Flower District.
I do want to go to New York City because I haven't been there since I was 18, and I feel like
me too. I went there when I was 17 or 18, and I just remember it being. It was fall when I was there. It was nice. It was a nice time to visit New York. It was cute.
I think mine was spring break when I went there.
But I think we should time that around Christmas so we can see the Rockefeller tree. Right? What? Turning into my mom.
I was not expecting that. Green plants, on, orange Christmas, cat, Christmas our meme queen.
Yeah, where we gotta go?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah, okay.
Back at my home stizzle.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're probably kicking it off maybe at the Twin Cities houseplant event. I don't know.
We've got
either way, we're gonna be there.
We've got Washington. We've got Milwaukee. Both of them had copious exclamation points.
Okay.
Omaha, Nebraska. That's one of the cities that I wouldn't be opposed to visiting.
You know what? I think me too, because I feel as a Midwestern girly, like sometimes people skip over us and sometimes you gotta like, be like, yes, Omaha people, we're coming for you. I feel like they're gonna be like, thank God, somebody like, finally showing up.
even my mom's been to Omaha, Nebraska, and she said it was actually kind of a cool city.
I've driven through when my flight got canceled on the way back from Colorado. Are we going to go to Colorado? Denver?
I mean, I could go back because I have a list of Denver places. The only thing I've experienced in Denver was the Sephora. So, well, and the state capitol because it was our pride and we walked through it really quick.
Ooh.
But that was it.
Yeah, I have a bunch of Denver plant shops I want to go to. Goodness. Are we forgetting like a whole other side? I mean, are we going to do any of the like Carolinas?
Should we do an Aspen trip?
Meow. Cece is like, let me out.
Cece, you made this commitment.
Yeah, she said she wanted to be in here. She's like, I thought this was going to be a quick episode. Let me out. What about Detroit?
That's also a city that I don't think I'd be mad about visiting.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit, I feel like it's probably not too different from Minneapolis. I know a couple people who are like,
it can be on the way to Toronto and then we can do New York City right after.
This is sounding more consecutive by the minute.
This is sounding like we're going to take 6 months off.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get someone to live at my house and take care of my cats and animals, or cats and plants. Oh, goodness. Are there any other ones that people added in?
We had another Houston.
They love us there.
Sam Pants Plus Plants.
Oh, we love Sam.
And then we also got DC.
DC, okay.
I've never been to DC.
I have several times, like on some school field trip shit.
Yeah, you're one of those school field trip travelers where I was not.
Because and also I've been also on a bunch of mission trips too in my religious days. Yeah, went on mission trips to Baltimore, Dallas, New Orleans, and Chicago. Also gone to Chicago for a band trip, New York for a band trip, Europe for a band trip, all in high school.
The in my school, the only people who went on trips were band people. No one else. Honestly, wasn't like a senior trip. There was one like.
We went to Valley Fair or something.
Yeah.
Just like the amusement park. And then I got the worst sunburn of my life on a cloudy day. And that's a little cloud burn. I'm the girl who gets cloud burn. Yeah. What kind of fun things do you want to do at our events, Brandon?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Because I want to do a lot of things. But it also depends.
My God. Jeez.
Oh my God. I think.
Did it make it? She literally came back around. She's waddling like a librarian.
She's pissed. She's mad. I gotta let her out. Thank God these cords are long. Oops.
No, it's in between your legs, Brandon.
Jesus Christ Almighty. Go.
She better not beg to come back in.
She will.
Yeah, she will.
So we gotta. Oh no.
Brandon's got 100 things hanging up on his door.
Tangled. I have the shoe rack, and you have to push the top one down.
Yeah, the hang over the door.
Because where am I going to put all my shoes in this room?
I've never seen a lot of these shoes. Maybe you need to go through and ask yourself if you're really going to wear all these tennies.
No, I did. I threw 4 pairs away today.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The top left pairs.
I don't even own like that many hanging up right now, Brandon. I don't even know if I own that many pairs of shoes.
The top left-hand pair is that really smelly pair from Temu that I was going to return, but...
I literally hear her meowing out there.
Oh my God.
We're not letting her back in though.
And they say fashion instead of Alexander McQueen. But I was like, okay, I tried them on today because they
ready
didn't.
Ready to wear, not couture.
okay, sut. Anyway.
By the way, guys, I finished Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And now she's on to OC. Probably, yeah, she's probably on season 3 by now.
No, I'm chugging through slowly because it's so boring. I almost want to just skip the first couple seasons.
The old, like when they're not 1080p, it's hard. It's hard.
What's 1080p mean?
When they're HD. Because you got the black bars on the side, right?
Yeah, no, it's a literal square. I have a black like whole square around it.
720p.
the way at the end, like just the like colors of like the opening intro, the stripes, it's giving like God, this was in the era of like that monkey and like that like Bobby bunny thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
What is it called? Bobby something? Bobby
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
People know what I'm talking about. If you know, you know. Back when people like shopped at Kohl's regularly. I mean, they're still out there somehow. Back when I was at the Kohl's regularly.
I think Amazon returns are keeping Kohl's open.
That's probably right.
Like they gotta be paying Kohl's a dividend.
They're living off the dividends. Oh, blush coming out of my pocket. No, but we want to make it like fun and interactive at these events. And, you know, we want to like stick to a little bit of a schedule, but I also want each one to be like interesting. Otherwise, like we're going to get bored.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Each one a little bit special, a little like surprise song for each stop.
We should probably like go to some live podcasts that come like and tour here
and see what they do.
Like the Giggly Squad from was here.
Okay.
Hannah Burner and Paige something. Paige Sarbo. They're from Summer House.
What's Summer House? Oh, is that the thing that I watched against my will?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
When you were watching VPR and then all of a sudden you're on the East Coast at a clam bake.
No, it's like when they shove two episodes together from two different shows and they're like, hey, let's see if you like this other one. And I'm like, who are these people all of a sudden?
But when it was Vanderpump Rules, I was like, yes. Yes. I will go to this fancy rich people dinner to the servers. Absolutely.
I love that they show up and they're like, clams, ew. I'm like,
how do you bake a clam?
Who is Hunky Dory? I think Kathy Hilton's one of the dumbest people I've ever seen and scariest.
I had a dream last night that I was at my friend's cabin. Well, it was my friend's family's cabin and her mom was there. And it was her mom mixed with Kathy Hilton. And it was so, I was like, I got to wake up from this. I can't do this. It was just like going on and on. You know, like how Kathy Hilton like goes on and on. It's like, what is she talking about? she had like a, in my dream, there was like, in this house, there was a fireplace, and she had a model of the fireplace and was like on the model being like, this is why this fireplace is so special.
This
to
sounds
our
like the plot to Insidious.
No, it was awful. It was, and I woke up in the morning. I'm like, oh my God, I just have to get out of bed and I have to go pee because I can't be in this dream anymore.
You're like, I can't risk slipping back into
it. And our other friend who like, came into the dream and fell asleep on the floor. And so I was like, well, it's just me now. I got to wake up because I can't.
God. Look at Cece in this picture. She's really like spinning them beats. She's producer Cece. What?
DJ Cece Kennedy.
Oh my God. Actually, Isabel's watching Vanderpump Rules with me. We're going back through it. And I'm like, I just want to get to James Kennedy. I just want him to show up.
We have to do an LA stop so we can go to Sir.
Yeah, no, I want Lisa to invite us over to Villa Rosa, and I want to meet the swans. No, we should,
record a Villa Rosa.
Yeah.
I'm like 2 degrees of separation from Trixie Mattel, so like,
you know what?
I can
we
make
should just take the 20K and throw it right into Lisa.
It's a one-stop drop.
Everyone show up to Lisa Vanderpump's. Everyone come out to California. Come see us at Villa Rosa. I want to see all her dog's graves. Is that weird? Is that weird? No, because did she not? I saw that episode. What? right after I was like, I really want her to touch on the fact that like her animals are going to die someday. And I want her to talk about her grief because she has so many animals. And like, it's got to be hard. And then next episode, I know she's burying her dogs in the backyard. I was like, oh my God, well asked and answered. What is that noise?
That was the content I needed.
Brandon's got me convinced I need to just do stand-up talking about Real Housewives and stuff.
Okay, so we did go to a stand-up show the other day. And let me tell you, Nicole had a comeback for every joke that would have made the entire audience laugh. She's got the juice.
I have. My mom knows this. That's one. Okay, so you know how people are like, oh my God, when I was a kid, I said I wanted to be a vet, and then I didn't. When I was a kid, I literally always told my mom, I want to be stand-up comedian. Like, I think I'm funny as hell. I want to be stand-up comedian. Not realizing that it comes with anxiety. So now that I'm an adult, and I'm like, oh no, that's not for me. But I know I'm funny. I still think so. Like, I just don't want to get up in front of people and do it. Maybe this is my dipping my toes in. We're going on tour. Up on stage. I'm just getting used to like people looking at me while I have a microphone in my hand.
Oh my God. And then we come back and you take center stage.
I go
in
up
Minneapolis.
Come see me at open mic night. I only got 3 minutes, but you're going to be dying. You're going to be pissing your pants by the end.
Go piss, girl.
Go piss, girl. Well, some of those people, it was painful to watch. And it will be painful to watch me, but in like a good way. Like your stomach's going to be hurting like from laughing so hard.
Okay. So I was at work the other day and Deanna came in. And she was like talking to my other coworkers at Nordstrom who like I work with on a pretty frequent basis. And she was like, Brandon kind of gives me like a complex. And they're like, what do you mean? She's like, he laughs at everything. Even if you're not that funny, he will laugh. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me think, am I that funny?
That's the thing is like, I know when I've said something really funny because Brandon has so many different laughs. Like I know when it's landed, you know?
Mm.
Even when you text me too, like I know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'll text Brandon and I know that he's giggling hardcore and laughing and dying and probably not even hearing the rest of what I'm saying because he's screaming in the car laughing so hard. And that satisfies me. I don't have to be there to hear it. I know it's happening.
Like when I text people who like I don't know that well and I like type out what I would say when I was like actually dying laughing and I'm like, oh no, we gotta erase this.
Okay, so the one last Real Housewives thing that we'll say, because we've just been on this for episodes now, just on this Real Housewives train, which hopefully y'all have been like watching it by now. If we haven't convinced you yet, they're probably I'm about to start watching Real Housewives or I'm about to stop listening to this podcast. So I want to like redo the intro of Real Housewives, but like have us in it and it's funny and it's, they have these little like quotes that they say, you know, and Isabella, my roomie, is coming up with the best ones I've ever heard. Like, I have a little list, and then she'll just message me one out of the blue, and I'm like, what the fuck? That's better than any of the ones I've come up with. So she came up with, just like mealybugs, you can't get rid of me. You know, she came up with that one. But you know what she just sent me the other day?
What?
I fucking screamed. She said, you know me, I've always got the dirt. I know. I know. Isn't that so good? Like, so good. I told Brandon he needs to be like, just like my aeroids, I'm climbing my way to the top. That's you.
It is.
It's gotta, we got to do it, but we need more plant friends.
I'm trying.
I can just see it now.
No, I was like gonna pre-record that. I was like looking it up, like without the words, like just the background.
I think I literally have it in here. I'm not kidding, because I was at work and I was like, maybe I'll do this quick at work, because it was just really slow. But I don't think I did it. I came up with something else to do. I don't remember what it was. There's always something. I'm just keeping busy.
Booked and busy.
Keep it booked and busy. Oh, by the way, so this is funny. I have one funny plant update that was kind of an oopsie. So I have my little anthurium seeds that I made my first little hybrid baby. Mm-hmm. You know, I slapped them together 6
they're
months
doing,
later.
They're
popping off.
Popping off in there.
So I have a bunch of them in, like, you know, that old like Target greenhouse that they had for $5 thing. Yeah. Have it in my grow tent.
I do have one more underneath if you want it.
I have a bunch of them too, but they're just dirty. So then they give me the ick.
Well, this one's fresh and clean.
So I threw them in there with moss, but you know what else I threw in there? So I have a Peperomia elongata. And if you guys know Peperomia elongata, they self-seed. So they throw out those Peperomia like flowers that are all tall and weird, but then it gets huge and thick and then it throws out a bunch of seeds. And then I like get them all off. And I've tried like at least two, maybe three times to get them like growing in soil. I have not gotten these seeds to germinate. Like, it pisses me off, but it keeps throwing flowers. I'm like, hey, maybe this time. I threw them in with my seeds just as a last, like, this is my last try. I am so over these seeds. And I don't know if you can see, cause I looked at them first and I was like, what is going on? Like in this moss, I was like, is this moss like growing? No, these clumps of leaves are all Peperomias.
Oh my god,
that are popping out in between.
It looks like the little like grasses.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, that must be from the moss. I'm like, no, that doesn't grow from the moss. And then I actually saw a clump of seeds like that I threw in there, and I know what they look like by now because I've gathered them so many times, and they're like sticky too, and
they're like chia seeds.
Yeah, they are chia seed, but like a little bit like thinner, like longer, not like round. And I'm like, oh my god, maybe they are round. Yeah, but smaller. And I saw the whole clump, and I see a bunch of roots coming out, and then the little like leaves, and I'm like, oh my god, these are the Peperomia elongatas that are popping off in with my anthuriums. So I mean, I think I'll be able to tell them apart. I mean, the seeds are very different sizes, but you know, leaves look very similar until plants start getting bigger. So that's all together a fun little science experiment. I was like, my fun little science experiment turned into an experiment.
Your seeds, you gave me that little post, and I like put it like right in the middle of them. So I was like, the ones that grow around here, that's what they are.
I love that. Well, I feel
Did I tell you that? I don't remember where they came from or which they were, but I was like, oh, I lost those seedlings.
Yeah, you found them.
A long time ago, I found them. They're tiny. They have not grown very much, but they're
just fighting for dear life. They're like, he'll find me someday.
They were like 2 inches in moss, like way down.
They were just buried.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Do you have anything else to say?
Okay.
Reminding people to go vote.
I have two things to say. First of all, go to our profiles, click the links in our bios and or highlights.
Brandon, I can assure you we'll be posting about it like every damn day.
I will be posting about it constantly. Oh, I think I'm about to sneeze.
Even when you posted, what did you share? Something that was completely unrelated. Your shoe. You were like, here's my shoe. And then you were like, here's the link again, by the way.
It's every single post I make will have the link. So just
for
go to...
For your convenience.
Go to Brandon Botanical on Instagram and look at my story because it will be there.
You're telling these people, like, go to eventbrite.com. Like, yeah, just go to our profiles.
Just go to my stories. But anyway, so go vote.
Go
every
vote
day.
Every day.
You can vote.
Browsers.
Every day on each device, on each browser. So like... If you have two browsers on your phone and you have two phones, I got two phones.
Yeah, you got a computer.
That's four votes. Computer, that's download Chrome, download Firefox, Internet Explorer, all of them. Safari, that's a vote each. Anyway, and then we're also going to read a review, which I don't think I've read before.
Yay.
I keep getting confused as if I've read reviews before. But this one is very long, and I don't think I've read this one.
Okay.
Because it's so long.
Okay.
Okay. And also, it has a few things that tie into other reviews, so that's why I think I've been confused. But I think this is a review I have not read before. Again, we black out after we read these podcast or say the podcast, so we don't remember anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one. The title is Hi, Gay.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Gay.
I'm sure this is Grace.
And it's by, this is for Matilda.
Okay.
It's not Grace. We've read Grace's.
Okay.
Because hers was a Spotify comment.
Okay.
But this is on Apple. So go give us a 5-star review on Apple. We'll read your review. And if you're on Spotify, email us a review.
Maybe we'll at where are we growing if at we gmail.com.
You might get double exposure. Anyway, it just says, I just love you two so, so much. I first saw Nicole on TikTok.
TikTok.
During the panorama, and I instantly was like, this is my type of person to a T. I listened to Wagwa. Is that how you say where are we growing when you?
Wagwa.
When I was doing all my plant chores, and it fulfills my ADHD love language of body doubling. Oh, what a treat. Yay. What a dream.
Yeah, we're helping you get shit done.
Y'all are just so brilliant, and I feel like
y'all are so productive.
IRL, well, you're more productive than us. We'd be instant besties. Oh, what a treat. What a dream. This is for Matilda. Where are you? We'll go to your...
Yeah, where are you? Let's be besties.
Well,
we have become friends with listeners. Like, we don't think we're better than y'all, just so you know.
Oh, no.
I found people. Like, no. Yeah, y'all are my friends.
Everyone goes, oh, my God, I feel like I'm friends with a celebrity. I'm like, no, I'm just a regular person.
I'm a regular degular.
No, we talk every day. Anyway, well, I can't keep a Hartley philodendron lush to save my life. Same. I've gotten away from just pothos. I secretly wonder if Nicole ever sees my collection, she'll side-eye me and say, there are so many more interesting plants.
Love a good lush pothos, especially when they're not covered in mealybugs.
I just can't stand the thought of that, so I branch out, pun intended.
Aww.
And I think that she's given me the confidence to do so.
Aww.
Plus, you both are so great about normalizing the not-so-great part of plant parenthood, and you remind me that there's no failures. It's all a learning experience. What a treat. What a dream.
Oh my God.
If you're neurospicy, LGBTQIA+, from the Midwest, haha, or just a plant lover, this pod is for you.
God, y'all make me want to cry.
That I've cried a lot today, so that could this could easily put me over the edge.
I know. I got to Brandon's. I started crying because I was like, I have a cut on my arm, and I think I'm going to get God scratch fever. No, but for real though. And then I laid down and I was like, I don't feel good. Like my head hurts. I'm gonna die. Either that or sepsis. We're doing our best. We're just keeping it clean. We're doing better.
As long as it's not diphtheria.
Diphtheria? What is that?
Diphtheria?
What is the one like weight loss drug that everyone's always talking about on The Real Housewives?
Ozempic?
Yeah. Why is everyone's comments always filled with Ozempic comments?
Because they're all super skinny right now.
Yeah. So they think all of them are on Ozempic? Who brought that up first? Or is that just something the fans came up with?
Well, because like, A-list celebrities like Mindy Kaling.
They do like ads or something?
No, they like admitted they were on Ozempic. And they like lost like so basically like with Ozempic, you lose like 50 pounds in like 2 months.
Oh my God.
Like it's like an incredible amount of weight super fast. So it's like, and then you look really gaunt because like you lost this weight so fast.
Because the first time I saw, I think I saw Ozempic, like just the word, when I was maybe playing like Mario or something with Brandon, I don't know, something popped up and it was like somebody's username was like Ozempic. Yeah. I was like, what is that? Sounds like a drug. And I started seeing it.
Well, I remember seeing Ozempic ads like way back in the day when I was watching like the TVs in my orthodontist. And I'm like, oh, Ozempic. Side effects may be incredible weight loss, death, suicidal thoughts. You know, I was like,
yeah, I'm like, ooh, weight loss. That's all everyone sees. They're like, I'm dying anyways.
I know a couple of people who are on it and they've lost, like, you blink and they're like, whoosh. And I was like, whoa.
What happened?
And then like,
who needs gastric bypass?
And I'll be like, are they okay? And they're like, oh no, they're on Ozempic. And I'm like,
uh-oh. Okay. My question still stands. Anyways, shout out to Ozempic users.
whether you're using it for diabetes or weight loss, it's legal.
Is
for
it a
both.
Diabetes thing? Oh my god, maybe my mom's listening to this and she's like, I'm on Ozempic.
Well, Ozempic
is for diabetes.
Ozempic, yeah, is for like diabetes.
I don't know.
But and then of course everyone was like, well, you shouldn't be on Ozempic because it's taking it away from diabetic people. And those are all the skinny people because they don't want more skinny people because then they...
They're like, know. Stop taking it. It's mine.
We can't all be skinny. I'm the only skinny one here.
Yeah. I was like, where's that, like, that enthusiasm for the price of insulin?
Exactly.
I was like, what do you mean they need Ozempic? They need insulin. I mean, I don't have diabetes yet. I mean, the way things are going, come on. Did I show you what Maya got me for my birthday?
No, I don't think so.
A whole box of Rice-A-Roni.
Rice-A-Roni. The San Francisco treat.
What?
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Because Rice-A-Roni is from San Francisco.
It is? Okay, we definitely got to go to San Francisco. I got
Rice-A-Roni. I got to tour
the Roni factory. Roni tour.
Not the Real Housewives of New York. That they call Real Housewives of New York Roni.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay, y'all. We should probably wrap this up. Because that was
this is
going
to be a short 10-minute episode. Here we are, 41 minutes in.
I don't know. We just get to talking. Your Clemenceorum looks so good.
It really does.
You need to take a picture of it.
It has a third leaf area.
Ooh, just branching. It is branching. We love it. We're in our Hoya era.
What's the fuzzy one I have called?
Caudata Sumatra.
It has a new leaf.
Yeah, I love the fuzzy new leaves. I think that's what it's called, right?
I don't know.
Caudata something.
I think so.
And then your little bat leaf thing.
The one you gave me is doing real good.
A little Cressy Petiolata. I want the Cressy Petiolata splash. I want the Gununga Ding splash. I want all the splashy ones.
I'm also about to have a Macrophylla peduncle.
Ooh, how fun.
I don't know what they look like.
I actually just got a leaf on mine for the first time in so long. I have one in pawn and I just kept cutting it back. And it's just one of those that's been sitting there staring at me. And I'm like, why are you here? What do you do successfully? Quickly. Love me some Bianca Del Rio. She's my fave.
Jinx is here on Sunday.
Ooh. We love it.
Tickets were $60. We should have gone.
Okay, y'all. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Brandon. Botanical.com. Brandon Botanical on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. Amazon.com/shop/BrandonBotanical. Give me 3% of your Amazon purchases.
Oh, yeah. Do it. You can find me at Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and Threads. You can hear all my deepest, darkest secrets and thoughts.
I haven't gotten into Threads yet.
Do I have 1,000 followers yet? Let me look. All right, I'm at 999.
A devil and scary. A third.
Okay, y'all. Go follow us on the gram, though, the actual podcast, though, and go vote.
Go vote.
Go vote.
Eventbrite, reconvene, accelerator program. Go.
Bye. Voters. Bye. Important. Bye.